This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
If you're just getting up, good morning to you. It is Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. And I don't blame you if you didn't make it to the end of the Padres game last night. Probably had to get up for work this morning. Things weren't going well. It was a long game, 3 hours, 56 minutes. And as Woods said, once you get to 8-1, what's the point?
I was out, dude.
But you may have missed Fernando Tatis Jr.'s 40th home run. Made it 8-2.
I did miss it. I'll admit it.
But even if you stayed up for that, you may not realize that the Padres came all the way back and actually
battled,
brought the winning run to the plate in the bottom
they
of the
battled.
Ninth inning.
Yeah.
In the form of one Fernando Tatis Jr. again. And if you didn't stay to the very end, let's just say it got interesting for about 1.2 seconds as the ball left the bat with two outs. In the bottom of the ninth inning, didn't it, Don Orsillo?
You got Orsillo'd last night.
I did.
High drive, deep left. Bryant going back. He's going to have plenty of room.
Yeah.
To catch it as this ball game.
Come on,
when it left
man.
When it left the bat, when you got the center field camera, the normal shot that you get, pitcher to batter, and, you know, Fernando pulled it to the left center field gap. It looked like he made pretty good contact at a really good
high drive,
exit.
Deep left.
Angle.
Going back. He's going to have plenty of room.
And Don goes, just amps up the volume for just that 1 second there. I was ready to completely change my 11 o'clock highlights. Oh, my God. They just won at 9-8. Oh, no. That's not going to carry.
Oh, yeah!
Didn't quite make it out.
Well, but, listen. Here's what I'll say about that.
Welcome to Flyball
Diego. Here's what I'll say about that. Never change, Don. Don't change. Don't change to suit us. Don't change. You keep being you because you're going to get more right than wrong.
And what's the harm of getting people excited for a second and a half?
Yeah,
I liked it.
I mean, breaking their heart is the harm,
yeah,
I guess. But
yeah, I mean, a little bit. But
got it, you.
Yeah. Now, had they been tied for the wild card lead and
yes.
that ripped away from me, like, oh, my God, that would have been the win of the season. Maybe that would have been harder to stomach than simply another loss that sends them to six games back in the wild card race.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're still in the wild card hunt, your boy's not crawling into bed and pulling the covers up at 8-1. I'm there until midnight or whenever that game ended.
Do you think Jesse Agler fell for it?
Good question. Let's see. I bet there was a lilt in his voice. I bet there was a. Is that the right?
I mean, it's nose? Fernando.
It's Fernando.
You
if
just,
it's out of
Frazier, it.
Right?
You know,
right
the
there.
Exit velocity is usually pretty good.
All right, here's Don Orsillo one more time.
High drive, deep left. Bryant going back. He's going to have plenty of room to make the catch.
The plenty of room murders me.
Okay, Don Orsillo, Jesse Agler.
Fires out of this game, but Fernando at the plate. Here's the 0-1 swing and a high fly ball out to deep left, but playable.
No.
Bryant backing up. Just
a little bit of excitement there.
Started to. Just like we all do.
And that's how it, I mean, that's your emotion when you see the ball leaving the bat. You get excited. Maybe you watch with your heart a little more than your eyes for a second, And then the reality hits you that that ball's not going out.
That's exactly right.
All right, we need a contestant for Take on Woods here in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. Trying to give away this two-night stay in Vegas. Spa treatments for two, $150 food and beverage credit. It's our five-question musical trivia game. Your three categories to choose from today. Returning categories, all answers, song titles or bands starting with the letters SH. The shift key, all bands and artists with punctuation marks somewhere in their name. And the new category today, Yacht Rock. Straight Yacht Rock.
Okay.
So those are the three categories, 833-288-0973. First, though, Paulie, if you could give me a little money music, it is time for another award-winning football selection for Fade Men as we head into week three of the NFL season begins tonight. All right, here on 97.3 The Fan with Carolina Panthers. Taking on, who are they playing today?
The Houston Texans.
That's not the game I have selected for Fade Ben this week,
Thank God.
No worries. You don't have to actually watch that one unless you really want to put money on it, Woods.
I am just going back and forth on whether I'm going to bet this game tonight. The spread is 8, and the Texans are getting 8 points, but they're starting, who's that guy they're starting?
Davis Mills.
Davis Mills, that fake-named quarterback. Which, again, you can see Davis Mills lighting them up. I mean, the Panthers are 2-0. Sam Darnold's their quarterback. He's having a nice little resurgence, but I just don't know. 8 points is a ton.
Got a lot of backups out there. The Dolphins are going to be starting Jacoby Brissett with Tua out. In fact, I have no idea
he's still playing.
In fact, their backup is USD quarterback Reed Sinnott.
Let's go!
Is going to be the backup to Jacoby Brissett for the Dolphins. So,
Bill McGillis,
little Torero love in the NFL, perhaps this weekend. But, I actually am going to pick a game that everyone will probably be watching. I am choosing the Sunday night game for my Fade Ben selection. It is the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Green Bay Packers up there in the Bay Area.
I already don't like this pick. I don't even know what the pick is.
I know.
I don't like it.
The 49ers, last I checked, 3-point favorites.
I got 3.5 here.
3.5. All right, 3.5-point favorites over the Packers. To me, it feels like asking Green Bay to play back-to-back primetime games on a short week, traveling to the West Coast. That's a big ask. Now, the 49ers are 2-0. They won back-to-back games on the road, so this is their home opener. First one with fans, you know, since 2019. So you got to think it's going to be an electric atmosphere for that game. And while Aaron Rodgers had a great Monday Night Football game, no doubt about it.
Short week,
travel again. I like the 49ers here as the favorites. I'm going to give the points up and select the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday Night Football over the Green Bay Packers.
I am logging my bet now, and I just got 3.5 points and Aaron Rodgers against the team that he wanted to be drafted by that didn't draft him, that... Nothing excites him more than sticking it to that team.
I think he beat him last year, but he hasn't traditionally fared that well against the 49ers in his career. Maybe it's that's a big thing going back to the Bay Area for him where he's from.
All right, Paulie, you got to take the Niners.
I can just picture Aaron Rodgers after the game going, it's just 1-2. Relax, everybody. It's early in the season. Don't worry about it too much. That's his thing, right? It's like, hey, we lose an early season game. It's not that big of a deal to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I will take Aaron Rodgers in points.
Paul, are you excited to take the 49ers?
Nope.
Every day of the week. If you were gambling on that game on your own, you would take Aaron Rodgers.
I would
points,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm jealous.
Me too. I'm excited because I love Aaron Rodgers. So
well,
it's great.
You're never excited about Ben's
but my
picks,
rash-
that's true. Maybe
but
that's
my rationale is really good, right?
It is,
like
always.
It always is.
I'm betting against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
What good rationale do you see there?
Yeah, you're riding with Jimmy G. That's fine.
That is and Trey Lance.
Absolutely fine. Yeah, and Trey Lance.
Got both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna go broke.
You're right.
I'll get you a nice Christmas present at the end of the year. How about that?
Maybe a $20 check. Paul got
make up for one of the 17 weeks that I lost.
Paul worked for a guy once, and was it your birthday or was it Christmas?
Christmas.
His Christmas bonus. No joke. The dude stroked him a $20 check. Not even a $20 bill. He wrote him a 20.
He actually had to go to the bank with that thing.
Yeah, like, hey, how you doing? Here, $20. Enjoy. What'd that guy make, about a quarter mil? Gave you $20. Unbelievable. You say what you want about Ben and Woods. We are way more generous than that turd. Good God. $20. 20. So you know what? Just save it. Just save it. It's like the guys in college used to tip me a quarter. Just, bro, take your quarter, go make a phone call. Get out of here. I don't want your quarter. $20.
This is causing me more pain.
And the gas just to drive to the bank to put it in the ATM is probably going to cost you almost that much.
Give
now.
My kid a $20 bill. He's 3.5 years old. $20 for a year's worth of work. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let's get a caller.
Yeah, let's do it. It's time to play Take on Woods.
Woods.
Now let's go with a Mark today at our five-question musical trivia challenge. Mark, good morning. Yes. Welcome to Take on Woods. How are you, man?
I'm great, thanks.
All right. You know how the game works. Five questions, and then Woodsy will get them five questions. If you can beat or tie him, you'll be entered into our grand prize drawing for a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, spa treatments for two at Serenity Spa, and a $150 food and beverage credit. The categories, again, to choose from, the shift key or yacht rock. What's it going to be, Mark?
Let's go with yacht rock.
Okay, the new category again. Woodsy, off you go. He will head off to a soundproof studio here at our Odyssey Empire. And, Mark, you will have 60 seconds. If you want to pass at any time, you don't know an answer, we can go back to it if there's time remaining on the clock at the end. It is the 70s and 80s. It is yacht rock. Popular songs. We'll start with a two-second song to score a point. You'll hear a short clip of a yacht rock song. You need to give me both the title and the artist to score the point. Then we'll go on to the rest of the questions. You ready to play, Mark?
Right.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Polly plays the music. Good luck, Mark. Let's take on Woods.
Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville.
Correct. Christopher Cross was caught between the moon and New York City in the theme to which 1981 movie?
Arthur.
Correct. Which band named after a U.S. city had a top 10 hit in 1976 with Still the One?
Oh, boy. Pat.
His birth name is William, but which singer was given the nickname Bosley during high school and had hits including Lido Shuffle and Lowdown?
Pat.
Which singer had seven straight adult contemporary hits in the 1970s before she co-starred in the 1978 movie Grease?
Olivia Newton-John.
Correct. Which band named after a U.S. city had a top 10 hit in 1976 with Still the One?
Still the One. Oh, God, I know this. Kansas?
Incorrect. His birth name is William, but well, we're out of time. You did get the three correct, though. You got Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett, Arthur, the Christopher Cross theme from the movie, and then Olivia Newton-John. Orleans is the band from Still the One, and Bosley, Boz Scaggs, had Lido Shuffle and Lowdown. So you got three out of five. We'll see. We'll bring Woods back in. Hang on there, Mark. See how he does with the same five questions and the same yacht rock category. Woodsy's got his headphones back on. 60 seconds on the clock. We'll begin with a two-second song. Woods, your time starts when Polly hits the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
So, Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Correct. Christopher Cross was caught between the moon and New York City in the theme to which 1981 movie?
Arthur.
Correct. Which band named after a U.S. city had a top 10 hit in 1976 with Still the One?
Oh, crap. You still pass.
His birth name is William, but which singer was given the nickname Bosley during high school and had hits including Lido Shuffle and Lowdown?
Boz Scaggs.
Correct. Which singer had seven straight adult contemporary hits in the 1970s before she co-starred in the 1978 movie Grease?
Olivia Newton-John.
Correct. Which band named after a U.S. city had a top 10 hit in 1976 with Still the One?
This is going to make me insane. You still the one? I mean,
we're still having fun. We're still the one.
I know the song. Who sings it?
U.S. City. No, that's a good. At least I threw out a guess.
Yes,
it's Orleans.
Orleans.
But you didn't get 4 out of 5, which just edges Mark again. Oh, we are having some very tight matches in Take on Woods this month. How many? We used to give the free point, remember?
Yeah, we don't need
we have about 10
Gavin.
Qualifiers for the
Gavin's
free point.
Fault.
Yeah, and now
Gavin.
We don't. And Mark, good try. Please take another shot at it. You were very good, but you fall just short. And the difference was Boz Skaggs is the one you got that he didn't come up with.
Is that that's Yara?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd throw this under Yacht Rock.
Yeah, and I'd listen to this all day long.
Yes. Yes, you would.
All right, we'll come back tomorrow with a new category thrown into the mix and another chance to qualify for our getaway to Las Vegas. We will come back with a Don't Do This is coming back next. I want to bring some audio into the mix that we already have an update on the story, but we didn't necessarily play it from yesterday involving one Rob Gronkowski.
I think this is fantastic, and I think that the media sucks.
All right, we will get into that and more coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Let me give you a do this before the don't do this,
because
tonight is the night. Talk has the power to save lives. You can join 97.3 The Fan at 10 p.m. for I'm Listening, a two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals as we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health. It's something that Woods does all the time. I respect him tremendously for it. I'm Listening will be hosted by Carson Daly, Dr. Alfie. Guests include Kevin Love, Billie Eilish, Shakira, Justin Bieber, Tom Morello, and many more. You are not alone. Join us tonight from 10 to midnight for I'm Listening right here on 97.3 The Fan and on the Odyssey app. For more info, go to imlistening.org. All right, I will start with a story from the world of soccer, Woods, okay. On Don't Do This. And our friends at the Big Lead, by the way, congratulations to our friend from the Big Lead,
yes.
Ryan Phillips,
yes.
On his engagement to the lovely Madeline. Saw that on social media a few days ago. So, do you think we're going to get invited to the wedding? I don't know.
He was at my virtual wedding.
That's true.
I feel
that food will be really good at a Ryan Phillips wedding. That's
the problem. Is it's going to be in like Florence?
That's true. He's going to have one of those destination Italian weddings. We're going to have to go, I guess.
Fine by me.
Take a few days off the show
and do the show.
Yeah, 100%. What time does our show start in Italy?
That's a great question.
I mean, not until like
midnight,
like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Probably that'd be a great time to do a show.
You know, Ryan used to fill in a lot when we were allowed to have fill-ins.
It's 4:23 p.m. right now.
Oh, it is. So, okay.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Perfect. We'll be hammered.
3 to 6 in the afternoon.
Full.
Drinking, you know, wine and eating some charcuterie.
He used to fill in, and I'd say, "What are you waiting for? You know, he's like, you're out of your league, you know? So congratulations."
He texted me on my birthday. He was already in Italy still, and he texted me, he said, "Hey, happy birthday. We're catching up. Like, hey, man, can't wait till you're back." And I said, "I'm living vicariously through your Instagram stories.
Yeah.
It's incredible." I go, "I wanted to say, did you bring some jewelry with
you? Yeah, you better have brought
a little box."
Jewelry. Yeah, he did it.
But I didn't say anything, and then a couple days later.
Done deal.
So our friends at the Big Lead have come up with a clever term. They call it a milkshake duck.
A milkshake duck.
Yes, it's a term they say for any seemingly enjoyable person who is then revealed to have something cancel-worthy in their past. Well, they found one this week. It came from a few days ago where Ronnie Brunswijk is the vice president of the country of Suriname, which is located kind of on the northern coast of South Africa between Guyana and French Guiana. He is he owns a professional soccer team, made his CONCACAF debut last night, or two nights ago, at the age of 60. 60-year-old playing for his own professional soccer team, and actually was out there for like 50-plus minutes of action. 54 minutes. His team lost 6-0. But, you know, he's out there. And it was just kind of, okay. It's like Peter Seidler.
I'm going to grab some mitt.
Yeah, I'm going to play first base tonight.
I got it. What? I got it. Don't worry about it. Just out there scooping.
So, you know, it was a fun and funny story until they did a little more research and found out, well, kind of a milkshake duck. In addition to owning the team, he's also the captain. He's also the vice president of Suriname, a country he helped take over in a military coup in 1980. Then, because he was just too hardcore for the coup, the military, he got discharged because he wanted a raise. So he formed a rebel army and set off a 6-year civil war. He was later convicted for trafficking cocaine and currently has a warrant out for his arrest by Interpol.
Interpol! Wow. Like, FBI's hardcore.
Well, I know where he is. He's playing soccer for his team.
The balls on that
guy. It was televised. I mean, you know.
Incredible. Well, we found him. It was not hard. Holy crap.
So that's what a milkshake duck is.
A milkshake duck.
Remember we had... Like Bagel Boss, you got so excited for a minute, and then it turned out he was not a good guy. He's a milkshake duck.
He's a milkshake duck. That's an interesting term. This is a story we talked about a few months back. Evander Kane was facing allegations from his soon-to-be ex-wife betting on and throwing NHL games, right? Like, his wife
plays for the San Jose Sharks right now.
She put him on blast on social media. You know, saying, "Hey, yeah, he is in major. Well, we know he's in major financial.
He abused me.
Yep. So there was that.
And yeah,
there was sexual abuse alleged as well. So the NHL has released a statement saying that there was no evidence that he did, in fact, bet on games or try to negatively influence the team's outcome. So one part of the situation has been resolved.
Right.
The problem is she has alleged serious wrongdoing by Mr. Kane. Abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse.
He's also admitted to having a serious gambling problem and huge personal debts, which is...
$50 million he had.
I mean, even if you're not, you know, betting on your own games a la Pete Rose, it's still not a good thing for a professional athlete to be in serious hock to, you know, bookies because you gamble too much. So I don't necessarily think this story is completely going away, but technically at this point he hasn't violated any NHL rules in terms of betting on his own sport or throwing games. At least that's what the investigation has come up with to this point.
Yeah, so he basically, the Sharks released a statement, said, "Look, we're aware of additional allegations that are unrelated to the National Hockey League's initial investigation of Evander Kane. He is not going to be participating in training camp until further notice. They will have no further comment on this matter." So they are banning him from the rink, if you will.
My final don't do this goes to sports fans who just take this all way too seriously. And we didn't play the audio from earlier in the week, but Monday Night Football again had the Peyton and Eli Manning show on ESPN2, and they once brought in some other guests. Pat McAfee told a hilarious story about Peyton at a roulette wheel that was pretty amazing if you saw it on social media. And they had Rob Gronkowski, tight end for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
By the way, this show, it's getting huge ratings.
It's massive. After the first week and the good reviews, and more people tuned in the next week, I enjoyed it. Like I said, I think it's good to watch early in the game, especially they get good guests, and then when the game gets close at the end, switch over to the regular broadcast for a little more traditional, you know, drama in the fourth quarter. But it's worth a look-see, especially for Peyton. Eli doesn't do much for me.
No,
but,
he is.
But Peyton's pretty good, actually, and I don't mind it. So I had Rob Gronkowski on, and you probably saw the headlines. Gronk asked about his film study habits, and here's what he said on Monday Night Football.
A serious question. He goes, do you ever watch film? And I said, no, I don't. I just run by guys. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. So I don't know how to answer that. I don't watch film, but I do watch
keep
film
it simple.
When the team is showing it. So... And every once in a while, I watch games like right now and study them. But I actually, you know, definitely do check the opponent.
I see you taking notes and everything.
Yes, I definitely. And I actually do go up to Tom because I know Tom watches like, I don't know, 40 hours of film a week. I go, Tom, who's covering me this week? What type of coverages are they doing? I go, that's why I love playing with you, Dog. You just know everything.
Dog barking.
Hey, hold on.
It's amazing.
It has an informal feel for a network broadcast, that's for sure. But here's the don't do this. I guess some people overreacted a little bit, so much so that Gronk actually had to readdress the whole I don't watch film thing in Tampa after practice yesterday. Oh, wait, you're not taking this seriously enough? And he said he actually watches tons of film. Do we have the audio of his... Well, he just said, I actually watch tons of film, an overload of film. I'll probably blame Bucks Vice President of Communications, Nelson, over there. He asked me 8 times to go on the show. I told him it's not a good idea. They always get me in that type of silly atmosphere, and that's what happened. Now, Coach Bruce Arians threatened me. I don't get my vet day anymore. Why? Because it's a bad look? Because you said he didn't watch film?
I think he was joking about the coach. But, yeah, it was a joke. He was just joking.
But I didn't think he even needed to explain himself.
No.
I mean, if you're effective, who cares if you watch film or not?
Yeah, who cares?
I mean, remember when Fernando Tatis Jr. was on the COVID list and he said, what did he do? He went for one jog.
One jog.
Over the 10
and, like,
days.
Hit some tea.
And he came back with, what, 2 home runs in the first game back? It's like,
whatever works
for you. If you don't, if it doesn't work watching film, don't watch film. Doesn't matter. Do watch film.
Yeah.
And he said he watches so much film that his like girlfriend throws stuff.
I found Gronk.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay.
You know, I actually watch tons of film. You know, an overload of film. I was just, you know, I would probably blame Nelson over there. He asked me 8 times to go on the show. I told him it's not a good idea to put me on the show with the Paytons, with the Mannings.
The
you know,
Paytons.
They always get me joking around. You know, they always get me in that type of silly atmosphere, and that's what happened. But, you know, Coach threatened me now that I don't get my vet day anymore because I don't watch film. So trust me, I watch so much film.
He's lying.
That, you know, my girlfriend gets mad at me. She freaking throws shit at me sometimes.
He's fantastic.
I don't know which one he's lying about. I don't really care.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter to me.
Keeps catching touchdown passes from Tom Brady. It's pretty funny. Let's don't do this.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, speaking of Fernando Tatis Jr., pretty incredible season when you really think about it. We're going to hear from Toddy after his 40th home run last night, and a little bit from the skipper as well, Jace Tingler. That's coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fight rages on social media. Question about whether Jimmy Buffett is or is not a yacht rock artist.
He absolutely is.
Right. Red the Trucker contends he is not. And I've heard that take before, and my counter argument simply is, but he is.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he sings about drinking and boats and very popular in that yacht rock era.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say he's a little more folky country rocky, but he's, I mean, he's perfect for listening to while sipping Chardonnay on a boat. I mean, that's, or a margarita, if you were, if it were you.
As it were.
As it who? Where?
As it is.
Is. There.
I categorize him in that vein.
We had Bobby Cressy, the ultimate arbiter of musical disagreements for the Ben and Woods program, pretty much give him full authority, sides with me, the yeah. Jimmy Buffett is in fact a yacht rock artist. So, sorry, Red the Trucker, you have been overruled on this one. Thank you for your input, though, Take on Woods today.
And he says it's mellow but not smooth, kind of S-wordy. It doesn't. Not all yacht rock is great.
No, you know? Some of it is actually. Just like, I love yacht rock. Some of it is horrifically bad.
Like I love heavy metal. Some heavy
Ben
metal
says it's yacht rock. It's effing yacht rock.
Yeah, you're arguing with Ben. Ken,
yeah,
don't do that.
All right, we've got our Padres wrap up, including a Fernando Tatis Jr. 40th home run, Jesse's call, and then we'll hear from Tatis and the skipper and more coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Now the pitch from the Padre right-hander, and Ryan hits it out towards right center field. He has found a gap. That'll be trouble. That'll get at least 2 runs home. Listella has scored. Belt is on his way. Now Posey coming in behind him. Relay to Cronenworth will not come home. And a 3-run double for Chris Bryant. It is 3-0 Giants in the first. And Bryant has now hit in 10 consecutive games. 1-1 pitch is lined into right center field. That's a base hit. Wade is rounding third, being waved. He'll score easily. Crawford going first to third. He'll do that easily. RBI single Mike Yastrzemski. And now 5-1 Giants in the sixth. 1-2 pitch is lined to right field. That will get down for a base hit. Posey is 4-for-4. Listella rounding third. He will come in to score. Posey into second with his second double of the night. 6-1 Giants here in the seventh. Belt comes in to score. Posey behind him. It'll be a 2-run single for Lamont Wade Jr. Giants have broken it open here in the seventh inning. They lead 8-1. Arlene Garcia, the left-hander, kicks and deals. Fernando hits it in the air. Very high, very deep, out to left field. Bryant's going back. Yastrzemski's going back. It's going to go! Number 40 for Fernando! Tatis out to left center field here in the seventh inning against the Giants. And Fernando makes some history. Only the fifth Padre ever to get to the 40-homer mark in a season and the first since 2009.
Congratulations to Fernando Tatis Jr. You felt like it was coming soon. Really turn up the dial a little bit in terms of that.
Manny hard hit, line drive through the left side of the base hit. Dickerson waving, Cronenworth, Jake will come in to score. RBI single, Manny Machado, now a 5-run game. 8-3 here in the seventh, and 3 consecutive hits off of Harleen Garcia. None of them saw. Pitch to Haas, reach for, kind of served up the middle into center field for a base hit. Machado comes in to score. Pham was heading back to second, so he will advance only to third base, but an RBI single by Hosmer, his third hit of the night. Hold all tickets, 8-4 here in the seventh inning, and the Padres continue to move the merry-go-round against the Giant bullpen. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and that's lined to left field. It's down for a base hit. Hosmer will come in and score. RBI single Trent Grisham. It is 8-6. And the tying run is coming to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. Myers out of this game, but Fernando at the plate. Here's the 0-1 swing and a high fly ball out to deep left, but playable. Bryant backing up just in front of the warning track. He makes the catch to end the ball game, and the Giants hold on. Padres get a couple of runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, but they cannot get all the way back. And San Francisco wins their 99th game of the season. Padres have lost five straight, and an 8-6 win for the Giants here tonight.
Yeah, it's what an accomplishment. You know, 40 home runs. I think it's 25 bags, and probably crazy impressive is I think it's been three IL stints as well. So to be able to do that by missing some very significant time, super impressive.
30 games essentially missed this season for Fernando Tatis Jr., yet he becomes one of just five players in Padres history to reach the 40 home run mark in a single season.
Do some extrapolation, Ben.
47? I don't know.
Does he hit one every... Does he hit?
Hard to extrapolate that. I don't know how many he would have hit in the games that he missed. You figure a few, though. You figure at least a few. And he's got, he's got, 11 more games left to add on to that total. He's tied for fourth now in Padres history. I think if he gets two more, he'll be second behind only Greg Vaughn's 50 home run season in 1998 on the single season Padres home run list. He's also one of only 15 players all time with a 40 homer, 20 stolen base season.
Yep.
And he's one of just, I believe, nine players in Major League history to hit 40 home runs at age 22 or younger. So every single one of those, an absolutely historic achievement. And the other names on these lists are generally Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who he is now keeping company with. You feel pretty good about Fernando Tatis Jr.'s career from this point on. If he can hit 40 at age 22, when most guys are just trying to, figure out which end of the bat they're supposed to be holding at the plate, and he's already hitting 40 off big league pitching, you could probably foresee some good things coming in the next 10 to 12 years for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, he's, being around him. Being around him, it, like I've said it before, it's like being around Elvis. I mean, when he walks by you, it takes your breath away. He's got that presence. So does he have a lot to learn about the game at the big league level? That's the crazy part is you do feel like there are major areas of improvement for that guy. He's not even close to his ceiling. And that's, for a Padre fan, it feels great. It feels great. And you can't wait to see what it looks like when it's all said and done.
I think it should be pointed out that Fernando Tatis Jr. has only had, two big league skippers now. Is it possible he'll have a third coming up next season? Obviously, we're speculating as to what the future may be for Jace Tingler. Either way, in the torture chamber, when you're a manager and your team can't win, what can you say after the games except kind of the same old stuff every single time. I mean, it's kind of almost a cliche at this point, Jace Tingler after yet another loss.
Yeah, obviously not the result you want to see there kind of after nine innings. A lot of positives. I thought Ryan Weathers, battled there to get us kind of, three scoreless innings after, going down early there in the first. Eric Hosmer. Four hits tonight, looked good at the plate, good on defense, playing off the ball, scooping. And then Tatis, what an accomplishment to kind of, get 40 home runs in one season there. Obviously, very excited for him. You know, was hoping for, you know, number 41 there in the ninth inning to, you know, sort of turn the tides. But overall, I thought, you know, we battled up and down the lineup, you know, after kind of going down early. But not the result you want to see, you know, kind of going down the stretch there.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, so full disclosure. That wasn't Jace Tingler. That was actually our friend Baseball Nick on Twitter doing an uncanny.
It's ungodly.
I mean, if I'm Jace Tingler and I just got in the car and I'm like going to grab a Starbucks this
is
morning.
Is it me?
And I he's didn't listening say to that. That's not what I said last night after the game. What the heck's going on here?
That is Baseball Nick, you know, calls into the show. He's a dear friend of the show. He dropped last night. I woke up to it, and I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest. When I go, oh, boy, somebody's doing bits. I like to just do all the bits myself. So I go, oh, great, another bit. Here we go. I've seen this act before.
You don't like it when somebody can do something better than you.
100%, Paulie. I looked at it, and I went, son of a bitch. This is unbelievable. I DM'd him immediately. I go, bro, that is incredible. That's not good.
I mean, he nails that Missouri.
And he does the...
Yeah, the pauses, the cadence.
It's unreal.
The way he says the word inning. I'm not sure how he nails it, but it's exactly the way Jay says it.
Do it again.
Yeah, obviously not the
obviously
the result you want to see there. Kind of after nine innings, you know, a lot of positives. you know, I thought Ryan Weathers, you know, battled there to get us kind of, you know, three scoreless innings after, you know, going down early there.
It is unbelievable.
God,
do we have the real Jace Tingler?
Yeah, give me some Jace.
Some side by side here.
How about I just play something and you guess who it is? Because I swear to God, I was playing around with this earlier. I fooled myself.
Fritz just tweeted, that wasn't Tingler. Holy ass, it had me fooled.
All right, who is this?
But I think to your point, kept battling.
That's real, Jace, because the audio is better.
It's a little different. We can hear it on our headphones, yeah. But I mean, it sounds exactly.
Overall, I thought, you know, we battled up and down the line. Overall, I thought, you know, we battled.
But I think to your point, the guys kept battling.
It's unbelievable.
Overall, I thought, you know, we battled.
It's unbelievable.
Hang on.
Overall, I thought, you know, we battled. The guys kept battling.
Holy crap, dude.
Do we have...
well done.
That's amazing, Nick.
And people are tweeting in going, I 100% thought that was Jace Tingler. Ashlyn says, I love hearing this video playing on Ben and Woods. Cynthia
you know,
goes, I totally thought it was Jace.
You know, was hoping for, you know, number 41 there in the ninth inning to, you know, sort of turn the tides. But overall, I thought, you know, we battled up and down the lineup. You know, after kind of going down early. But
that's unbelievable.
I will say this. As every baseball fan base gets tired of hearing their manager after the game... Whether your team's going well or not, you know, all the people who say, bring Bruce Bochy back. I covered Boch for so many years.
Yeah.
Prescott, Buzzard's luck today. I mean, they have their cadences, they have their lines. Buddy Black up.
That's baseball.
I mean,
Andy Green was like, yeah, he's good. It's good.
Yeah. They all get to you at some point.
They really do. And the Zoom just makes it a thousand times
it does.
Worse. I every single night I watch the Padres lose, and then I think to myself, if I'm Jace Tingler, I'm like, the last thing in the world I want to do is go on that Zoom. It's just the last thing I want to do.
I thought, you know, we battled.
I'm not doing it. That is an uncanny impersonation.
But
of Jace
I think
Tingler.
To your point, the guys kept battling.
God bless.
Real Jace, Baseball Nick.
Well,
which one is it? Well. Now we know.
Overall, I thought, you know, we battled.
The guys kept battling.
That's what killed me was. Yeah, Trace Jingler is what we'll call him. That is just incredible. Would be awesome if Trace Jingler interviewed Jace Tingler. That would be Now we're talking.
Get them together.
Now, I don't know how keen Jace Tingler is to do bits right now at this point in the season.
Yeah, as the season has fallen apart at the seams. Not in the
I don't know.
Most jovial. Now, who is that? I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do bits. Sounds great, guys.
Terrible.
God bless. Well done, Baseball Nick. That is unbelievable.
Fantastic. Do we have some actual real Fernando Tatis Jr. from last night as well? I mean, he did talk after his 40th home run, and you know, I thought he recognized the fact that this is as bad as it's going. You know, this it's a special moment to get your 40th home run.
This is what would winning the NL MVP mean to him?
It would mean a lot. You know, MVPs. That's definitely special, definitely something you want to accomplish. But like you said, you know, I feel like if you're going to win MVP, like your team's got to be in a good spot for that. And, you know, it is what it is, but I feel like we're going to turn this around.
You know, the funny thing is, though, the guys who he's competing against. Bryce Harper, his team is not in a good spot.
They're about in the same spot.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, kind of. Not going to make the playoffs, likely. Right, the same essential record. Juan Soto, great season. Also, you know, his team even worse off.
Yeah.
So
they're going to give it to Max Muncy, aren't they?
I think you have a good argument for a Brandon Crawford or a Buster Posey. I mean, if you're going with the team success,
Giants lover you are.
The Giants' story this year is the one that kind of is compelling.
But
in
they're good. Obviously, they've good numbers. Good. Nothing is exploding
Not
off
at
the
all.
Page. Nothing. It's just a collective.
I mean, last night it was just a single-a-thon for the most part. Just poke it the other way. Another hit. I don't know how the Padres only scored 6 runs. They had 5 home runs. They had 13 hits. They had,
I hate this,
like 5 walks. I mean, how could none of those home runs come with a man on base? I mean, you had to like pick your moments.
I hate this so much.
To hit home runs without guys on base last night.
I hate it. But we do have baseball.
Last 2
Nick.
Days.
Baseball Nick has made my day with that.
That was unbelievable.
Great job.
Yeah. Amazing.
All right, we will come back. One more hour to go. Reindl Report, including some Ryder Cup talk.
Yes, finally.
Next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.